name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The services, brothers and sisters, don't only talk about the dogmas of our faith, but also how we should pray. Really, this Sunday is a perfect example of the mindset that we should have when we pray. It's so important to have a good mind when you pray. To pray in the right way, to pray with the right humility, and to pray, of course, with the right knowledge. So we have to have the right dogma and the right attitude. So, spirit and truth. We must worship in spirit and truth. And the services are just so full, not only of dogmatic expressions that are so unspeakably lovely, that we just, at least I cannot, have enough of them. They're so profound. But also, the services contain the way we should approach God, how we should think of things. Today is the judgment, the Sunday of the Last Judgment. And so, the hymnology is all about the judgment. And there are terrible things being said in these hymns, frightening things, and we are owning these things. Because if you notice, these hymns are in the first person. They're about us. They're us speaking to God. And so, after saying things about how there will be such a judgment, and there will be the earth will quake, and the people will be afraid, and those that have done good deeds to the judgment of resurrection, and those that have done evil things to a judgment of damnation, as the scriptures we read today said. Then there's generally at the end of each hymn sort of a prayer that shows how we should approach these things. Now, in the world today, we're infected by a spirit of egalitarianism and a spirit of pride and entitlement. It's in the air we breathe. It's in the water we drink. It's in almost in our DNA, the way society feels so entitled. And if we think that we are immune to it, we're fools. Because we also feel a sense of entitlement from these things. Entitlement doesn't get you anywhere with God at all. We have no entitlement with Him. Everything He gives us is by His grace. He doesn't owe us anything. So if we have any sense of entitlement, any pride, any arrogance in the way we pray to Him, He does not hear our prayer. So let us listen how you should pray to God. Just some examples from the Stichera today. You can find them in the canon. You can find them in the Matin service. You could have found them in the services of yesterday and this morning. So, for instance, right in the first Stichera of Lord, I Have Cried, that is for this day, of the powers of heaven will stand beside thee, and in fear mankind will be judged according to the deeds that each has done. Then, spare us, O Christ, in thy compassion, with faith, we entreat thee, and count us worthy of the blessings with those that are saved. We pray with humility, but with confidence because of our faith. Of course, you have to know what faith is. If you think faith is just believing in God, then you only understand a tiny amount of what faith is. Faith is to live according to our belief in God. And then we can with confidence say that even though we are the greatest of sinners, with faith, we approach thee and count us worthy. Another example. I lament and weep when I think of the eternal fire, the outer darkness and the nether world, the dread worm and the gnashing of teeth. All that is from Scripture. And the unceasing anguish which will befall those who have sinned without measure, by their wickedness arousing thee to anger, O Supreme in love. Lest we be like the Pharisee, the prayer continues. Among them in my misery I am first, but O Judge compassionate in thy mercy save me. This is like the cry of the publican, feeling unworthy of God's love, and also confident that He will give His love to us because He has promised it, and with a deep desire to be changed. So we recognize that we're among the greatest of sinners. but with confidence that God will save us. This is a very important idea in our prayers. It's everywhere. This idea of self-abasement. The world doesn't like it. They don't understand it. They can call it anything from having lack of faith to having some sort of complex to having a mental illness. And yet it is just reality. If you look in your life, you see how many times you fall short of how you should be. So you should think of yourself as the first among sinners. I mean, St. Paul did, so shouldn't we? But in thinking of yourself as first among sinners, there has to be this sort of coming up. First you go down with humility, with self-abasement, and then rise up with confidence, saying, among them in my misery I am first, but O judge, compassionate, in thy mercy save me. Because in the end, it is only by God's mercy we are saved. But of course, God's mercy extends to everyone, and not everyone will be saved. So we must also respond to His mercy. And God will always love a broken and contrite heart. Right? It says in the Scriptures, a broken and contrite heart He will not despise. Here is another example. After describing the judgment and some other things, the river of fire, and then the prayer continues. This is all from the Stikira of Lord I Have Cried. But Savior, who alone lovest mankind, King of the ages, before the end comes, turn me back through repentance and have mercy on me. We're begging the Lord to help us to repent. Of course, He won't repent for us. This is not magic. This is not a wall switch where you can just turn it on and then God saves you. But you're begging the Lord to help you to repent. There is a great confidence in these prayers. Even while we are saying that we are the greatest of sinners, there is this confidence, that confidence of the publican. Remember, the publican went away justified. And justified means righteous. And the publican felt in his heart some confidence, even though he was a great sinner. We must cultivate this feeling in our prayer. Because if you look at your life honestly, day by day, you'll see so often you are acting in a way that is proud or arrogant or attention-seeking or just deaf and dumb to the way things are around you because of our spiritual disease. But God will help us. If we approach Him with humility, He will always help us if we approach Him with humility. It is absolutely certain. All right, I'll give you a couple more examples. O my soul, the time is near at hand. Make haste before it is too late, and cry aloud in faith. I have sinned, O Lord, I have sinned against Thee, but I know Thy love for man and Thy compassion. O good shepherd, deprive me not of a place at Thy right hand in Thy great mercy. Perhaps that's the most succinct example of all so far that I've given you. Admitting to the Lord we have sinned grievously and greatly, and yet in the same breath, in the same thought, knowing that God in His compassion will save us. This is very important, and it is not an easy feeling to cultivate, because so much gets in the way of it. Any sin gets in the way of this feeling. It darkens us and makes us insensible to the way we really are. Remember, I've told you many times, you need to know two things to save your soul. You need to know God, and you need to know yourself. Because if a person doesn't know themselves, they don't seek after God, because they don't see they have a need. But if they only think of God and His righteousness and His justice without changing, it is of no good whatsoever to them. So, it is important to know God and ourselves. And our prayers are imbued with this knowledge of God and ourselves constantly. All right, one more, which is very beautiful and very, very profound. Unworthy though I be, may I also hear thy voice so greatly desired that calls thy saints to joy, and may I attain the ineffable blessings of the kingdom of heaven. Of course, God is always calling to us. May we have the humility to be able to hear Him. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.